Motivation to live better. This is exactly what in his time we'll see. He'll say, this is what it is. First, the children, they don't like to go to school because they have to be quiet, they have to follow the teacher and do this and that and that and that, and that's no good. But later, when they are paid because they are literate, suddenly they have more interest. Yes?
Endeavor that the wages for obedience may arrive. Then you will envy the obedient. Come against your will is for him that has become a blind follower. Come willingly is for him that is molded of sincerity.
This is something that he will talk about and he will repeat, and in the next books you will hear it again and again. It's a very, very simple subject. He says, at the end of the day, everybody is trying to be knowledgeable. Everybody is doing something. The funny thing is, there are a group of people, they do it voluntarily, and they enjoy it. There are other group of people, they do it because they have to, and they hate it, they don't enjoy it. Should I explain or go further? One group are silly. They make it more difficult and more complicated. Yes?
The former loves God for the sake of some cause, while the other hath a pure disinterested love. The former loves the nurse, but for the sake of the milk, while the other has given his heart for the sake of this veiled one. The child hath no knowledge of her beauty. He hath no desire of her in his heart except for milk.
Again, in continuing this, is saying that there are these two different attitudes. One is in love with Hab because he thinks that he has to. And other one will do it because he loves it. So there are different intentions. But let's look at it like this. A child is enabled of understanding what the lady mommy is all about. But the child needs the milk. So that's the point of view and point of judgment for him. Yes?
While the other is truly the lover of the nurse, he is disinterested, single-minded in love. Hence, he that loves God because of hope and fear reads studiously the book of blind conformity. While he that loves God for God's sake, where is he? For he is apart from self-interests and causes.
Wait a minute. You're going too fast, and this is the critical point. The critical point is this. We are talking about loving Hab, okay? And he explained that everybody loves Hab. Some people by force and some people voluntarily. But everybody does. Here we say, okay, let me put it this way, as simple as this. If somebody loves Hab because of fear and hope and all of these human intentions, this is the imitator. And to us, he doesn't count. The other fellow we are looking for, the fellow who is in love with Hab because of Hab, because Hab is lovely to him, not because of hope or fear. He doesn't have any use for it. I'm not in love with Hab because it's useful for this or because of that. There is no cause and effect here. I'm talking about love. Loving Hab because Hab is lovely. Why I'm looking for the second one? Oh no, I'm not looking for the second one. I know a general mode. It's irrelevant if it is imitator or a real seeker. He will pull. He will choose. It doesn't matter really which one it is. means you better be the good fellow and everything will be easier for you. Or if you're not, just be the seeker and he will choose you, inshallah, like that. Yes?
Whether he be like this or like that, inasmuch as he is a seeker, God's attraction is drawing him towards God. Whether he love God for something other than he, that he may continually partake of his good, or whether he love God for his very self, for nothing besides him, in fear of separation from him. The quests and seekings of both are from that source. This captivation of the heart is from that heart ravishing.
This is the resolution that you were not waiting for. Because with all those explanations, you want to jump to conclusion that, okay, there are some real seekers and there are a lot of imitators. The hell with the imitators, that minority group are good. This is what you wanted to say. This is what you think. Here you say, no. There are two ways to go to him. A better one and a non-better one. Either you personally fall in love with him, or you imitate, then you will be attracted, you will be pulled, because at the end of the day, he will decide who it is. This is something that we'll talk about later in details, really. But he will say, this is the explanation of love for Rumi. He says, this universe, the only thing which is worth it to hunt is love. But I'm sorry, nobody could hunt the love. You know why? Because love itself is the best hunter. And your chance is first to put aside all the hunting tricks you know. Surrender. Then, improve yourself to be worthy to be hunted. Then pray. Love will hunt you. This is what he explains here. How did he start it? Explaining two sides clearly from how there are two ways of judging it, there are two different angles to look at it, and there are two groups of people, imitators or real seekers, and it's different between this and that. One is easy, the other one is difficult, all that, but at the end, do not forget the reality here. Reality is that love is the hunter. And at the end, the chance is to be hunted. For this, you should change. Yes, there are two ways. One is that you seek, you imitate the seekers. The other one is that you are that exceptional. But doesn't matter. In both cases, you should be pulled. This is what it is. Yes, now let me explain it. Because this is the most important thing that you should remember. When you are thirsty, I say, I'm thirsty. What does that mean? To you, when I say I'm thirsty, means that I need water and I'm trying to get water. For Rumi, it's not like that. I'm thirsty because water is calling me. Yes. For you, you are always at the center of everything and you are the doer. So, when we talk about thirst, you are talking about your feeling about thirst. But we understood thirst is what? The attraction of the water. Okay? We feel that thirst for hap. Not that at the end we are going to grab a hap. At the end, we should be the lucky one who are really attracted by hap. Because at the end of the day, the credit goes to love itself. The credit goes to hap itself. This is something that is not very easy to remember always, because you forget that here, right from the beginning up to the end, we are talking about lover, not beloved. Because we are talking about you, the people, what should you do? Beloved? You shouldn't talk about it too much, because everything belongs to beloved, even love and attraction itself. So he will attract you. Let's talk about it. Yes.
How the beloved attracts the lover in such wise that the lover neither knows it nor hopes for it, nor does it occur to his mind, nor does any trace of that attraction appear in the lover, except the fear that is mingled with despair, though he still perseveres in the quest.
Okay, some explanation here. Normally, that title of the paragraph should say a lot. I have told you that at the beginning I didn't know they are done, and later I realized Rumi has done it and it's very important. This one is starting with what two Persian words only, which are not Persian or Arabic, but are normal, the Persian will understand it. The rest is Arabic. So he's not explaining something. He's referring to some points here in this that we'll see in the paragraph, yes?
We came to this point that if the attraction of that lover had not been hidden in the Sadr Jahan, how would he have been impatient of separation? And how would he have come running back to his home?
Means what? Means do not forget, okay, I'm talking about this, I'm talking about that, I'm bringing examples at the end of the day, but don't forget what are we talking about. We're talking about the last page, which is going back, returning, right? Remember that? Okay, the main thing over there is to understand that if this fellow suddenly felt pain and restlessness and started to come back to war and all that, you know, it's because the king remembered him and said, what about that God? This is the point that you should not forget. So we are back to this point. Yes?
The desire of loved ones is hidden and veiled. The desire of the lover is with 100 drums and trumpets.
Aha. Why are you knowing about the first one and you don't know about the second one? Because we always talk about the first one. We are talking about the duties of the lover. So we talk about the lover. But the main subject is beloved. Yes?
Here is a story of consideration. But the man of Bukhara has become desperate from waiting expectantly. So we omit it, for he is in search and seeking, that before death he may see the face of his beloved, to the end that he may escape from death and gain deliverance, because the sight of the beloved is the water of life. Anyone the sight of whom does not repel death is not the beloved, for he hath neither fruit nor leaf. The matter, O intoxicated, longing lover, is that matter in which death, if it befall thee, is sweet. O youth, the token of sincerity of faith is that in which death comes sweet to thee. If thy faith, O soul, is not like this, it is not perfect. Go, seek to make thy religion perfect.
Okay, some translation. What was that all about? He started and said, okay, We were at the point that we were talking about this moment that the fellow was back.